Welcome back to the new and improved Quintessential Podcast with your host, Stuart!
Hello, welcome back guys, long time no speak. Been a busy bee with life and stuff at the moment, but it's been an eventful 2 months. I think it's the last time I put one up a month and a half ago. Just due to being work and the busy periods, I didn't find time to do anything, but I'm still collecting, still pushing. But I wanted to start this year with a new podcast and to carry on doing because I really enjoy it. This one was kind of going to be a review of last year and how cool I thought last year was for me. I know there's a lot of bad things going on in the world, but that inspired me to do something different. And that, I think a lot of you know about what I've started my collection and what I do on Instagram and whatnot. But that's really inspired me. I've got to know a lot of great people through this. Let's just hope that 2021 will be a better year for all and that I keep on pushing. So yeah, my collecting is still growing. My collection, mainly wrestling now. My collection, I've got a lot of horror stuff and rock memorabilia. That'll be coming up more so this year because I haven't put too much of that up, and I bought a lovely bundle of rock figures like Jim Morrison and Jimi Hendrix, and I haven't put them up yet. But I will be. Keep your eyes out for them. I just hopefully I can improve what I do and what I am doing. It's been an awesome 2020 for me. Like I said, I don't understand how it worked out the way it did. Just sitting there one day, had a small collection. I thought I'd put a little bit up on Instagram, buy a couple more figures. Then a couple more became 20 more, and then 20 more became, I don't know how many I've got now, 500 maybe. But it's become incredible, and I've got to meet so many great people on there, on Instagram. They're so friendly. Pete, you don't realise, I know there's a lot of fraudulent people out on the internet and whatnot, but there's also a lot of great people out there that are willing to help and are willing to push your collection, if you understand what I mean. That I've had many messages now saying, did I want to get the collection off them and whatnot, and I feel honoured that they've chosen me to buy it off them, and because I like looking after stuff and pounds to help whatever they need help for. The support for mental health at the moment is awesome. Obviously it's needed as the year's gone on, because all the furlough and people not being in jobs anymore, it's sad. It's so sad. But if we can all stick together, everyone deserves to be happy again. That's my new motto for mental health. Remember that, everyone deserves to be happy again. What's your year? What do you think your year is going to bring? Do you hope it's going to bring more collecting or a new start somewhere? What do you want to change about yourselves? Let me know about that. Is there something you want to do? And all I can suggest is you have an idea, run with it, because normally I'm quite, if I have an idea, I don't stick to it because I just don't think it's going to work out. But this one, I've really pushed and pushed and I've stuck to it. I think it's been the greatest decision of my life because I just got to meet so many great people and my collection's grown. I could do little videos now for adverts, and you know, I left school at such a young age, so I didn't have any of this behind me until this year. Really, I've grown with all this. Meeting Fig Pop Shop and Wrestling Megastore, the two new big stores that I buy from, they've been awesome. I'm going to try and grow my Instagram page a bit more and see what I could do there, where I can expand and where I can't expand, just to see. You've got to push the boat out, you've got to test the waters. Even if you can't swim, get them armbands on and dive right in, because you only have one life, you might as well make the most of it. But hopefully 2021, this is 1st of January today, I'm going to start with this and hopefully I can carry on. I'll quick call it the Sunday supplement because due to work and due to times I get home and whatnot, I can't always get it out on a Sunday, and I feel like I'm pressuring myself to keep putting stuff out for you guys, and I'd rather you get the best of me if you're listening, and not a quick fast-paced show, because hopefully this year I'll get some guests on. We'll do a few more music acts that I can get hold of if I can, because that was awesome last year. So happy that I've got three good bands on this podcast and I'm not known, and that was awesome. Yeah, I'd like to get a few guests on about collecting and about their lives, which would be awesome. I need to find a way how to do that because I'm new to this still. But yeah, I just want to expand my life. I think because I've been stuck in the job for 13 years, I wouldn't say stuck because I enjoyed it at first. And it's only the last year since doing this that I've found that what I really love doing is kind of being my own boss. It sounds silly, but making all this stuff happen, doing the raffles and doing the giveaways and selling items and buying items and selling items, it's just been awesome because I can work at my own pace, at a fast pace, which I do. And I enjoy making these little adverts and the posts for you guys because it makes me happy when I made a good one. Hopefully I make good ones, I don't know. But yeah, it's been awesome. I'm going to try and put a podcast out every 2 to 3 weeks. Again, just so you don't get bored of me, which is easily done, I suppose. What would you like to see from the Instagram channel and the podcast? And I have started a YouTube channel. That's also called Rock and Roll Collectibles. That's been quite fun. I was quite nervous at first doing that, but again, I just took a shot at it and I don't know why I was nervous. I don't really know. Maybe because I was. But yeah. So I'm creating content for that. Making an intro and outro. Just little things that I wish I'd done sooner rather than now because we're getting old. But yeah, it's been awesome. And if you want to go and check that out, check my Instagram. Rock and Roll Collectibles, and I can't thank you all enough for last year, your support, the chats we've had, the great and amazing people I've met along the way, and hopefully this year that clears up and we can all have the massive meetup, fig hunting and whatnot. Yeah, and I've also got to know another podcast. So I think last year is the first time I really listened to podcasts, and I really enjoy it. Like listening to people's experiences and collecting in life. Like Squared Circle and AJ Presents. There's some great, great podcasts out there. And I need to find time to listen to more. But at the moment, baby steps. I haven't got much time sometimes, but I do make enough time for listening to stuff. Literally, if you watch all my videos, there's music behind me everywhere I go. So I have time when I walk into work or I'm chilling out at home. I do sometimes pop on a podcast and I really enjoy listening to that. Also, like Across the Pond, it's been awesome. So that's always a good thing, that we can help each other out in the collecting world, because they get a lot more cooler stuff than us most of the time. I've tried to help out a few with the Cody Rhodes ring and that's worked out for them. I'm glad they've got it, because I know as a collector, when they just make a UK exclusive or a US exclusive, it's soul destroying the prices that people put up for. I saw that ring go up for £120, £150 and I couldn't do that to someone. Not that much, that's too much to put up by, like quadruple the money. So I always like to help other collectors out, and a lot of people like to help me out, so it's karma. You help each other out, goes round, comes around, and good energy always gets good energy back. So yeah, what do you want me to do more on Instagram? Let me know, guys. Would you like more wrestling posts, horror posts, or music posts? You let me know. And next couple of weeks I'll upload another podcast. Let's hope that 2021 will be good for you, and it'll be good for me and everyone around us, because hell knows we need it. So take care, guys. All the best for this year. And I'll speak to you soon. And I'll see you on the flip side.